If we could only get them early. If we could teach young people about money early. Think about that. We teach them early, then they've got decades and decades and decades doing just a few more of the things that will help them get and keep a handle on their money. But that's not easy. Easier said than done. Our next guest has this really great idea that you're going to want to hear more about. Carolyn Davis is Director of Community Engagement at Momentum, and it offers something called the Youth Fair Gains Program. Part education, part a matched savings component, which is genius. Carolyn joins us from Calgary. Hello there.
Hi.
What is the Youth Fair Gains Program?
So at Momentum's Youth Fair Gains program, youth earn a match to their own savings while they are learning about money.
Ooh, are you just going to roll with that? Earn and learn? It's like
we're going to roll with earn and learn.
Earn and learn. Okay. So how do they earn the money? What do they have to do?
Yeah. So young people join us. They agree to come to class twice a month. Usually that's in person. In the pandemic, we do that online. They build a community of people outside of their school group. And we have fabulous facilitators that help make the fundamentals of money management accessible to a younger audience. So in exchange at first for them agreeing to come and learn these skills, we set aside money for every dollar they save. And so an individual young person might put aside $50 a month. We match that money 4 to 1. And then at the end of the program, 9 months of program, they have the opportunity to cash that money out for a lasting asset that's going to move their life forward.
What's an example of a lasting asset, and does a phone qualify? Because I think if I were a teen, that would be one of the things on my list.
For sure. So the lasting asset that most young people choose, 97 or higher percent, they use it to invest in their post-secondary education. But to go to school, sometimes you need other things, right? Like you need books, and maybe you do need that laptop or the phone. And so those are all sort of part of the package of things that can be cashed out for. Young people would usually keep the matching money for Momentum for the big ticket items like their tuition.
Very smart. Better teens than I would have been. Actually, that's not true. I would have done the same thing. What would you say by way of context that is different for young people from lower income families versus from higher income families? And not just the dollars, but the culture, the circumstances that they wake up into every day.
Well, many young people from higher income families, For starters, they get help financially from parents or grandparents to pay for school. That's just a lot harder. In a lower income family, there's not as much money to go around, and the daily needs usually dominate. And that's kind of reasonable. So Youth Fair Gains, in some ways, contributes to improving equitable access to post-secondary education. The other thing is that young people from lower income households probably aren't learning as much about money from their parents, or what they are learning is very specific to a scarcity and resourcefulness mindset, which can be useful. But this program, I see it as inviting young people to learn from a broader set of mentors who maybe have different perspectives about money, and really setting them up to make sure that as they enter this world where there's credit and banking options and like just so many decisions to make, that they've got a really solid foundation to be able to make those decisions from.
It's so interesting to see, just as a specific example, expectations around post-secondary education. If you're the fifth generation of kid that has had a family history of people going to university for 50 years, you just feel like you have to go. If you don't go, it's a big, big deal. If you weren't raised breathing that air, it's a much bigger deal for you to, you know, crunch the school and save the money and even dream about going to post-secondary education.
Absolutely. And we know the data shows that post-secondary education is a very reliable way for someone to increase their lifetime earning potential. And so we really want to be tearing down barriers to accessing that education.
What are some other examples of the things that students learn?
So our five kind of primary areas of learning are assets, which is not all about the financials, but it does include them. Credit, which many young people will tell us is the most important one for them. Banking, budgeting, and consumerism. And that's a really interesting conversation to be having with youth right now, because a lot of the ways that they're accessing media, like social media platforms, are they're inherently commercialized. And so it's really interesting to have conversations with that audience about how do you navigate that world where that's the way you connect with your friends, but also how do you understand what's really going on there so that you can be savvy?
And how do you have that conversation? Because I say time and again how I am living life with a tween in my house and seeing the expectations of what she believes she's entitled to as a citizen of this planet is in stark contrast to what I ever thought I was entitled to or would even have deserved at that age.
You're right. The world has changed a lot. And people who are coming from lower income backgrounds may have a slightly different perspective on what is a need and what is a want. And yet they are still learning to navigate the same world that all of us are trying to navigate. And I'm hopeful that opening up a safe space to have conversations about money, about needs and wants, and what's that ad trying to tell me? And is there a way for me to meet that need in a different way? Is a start of a positive conversation.
Momentum is based in Alberta. It's, you know, got some experience and some cred on offering this program. In a virtual world, you're doing this with virtual attendees. If you could snap your fingers and rope in listeners that tune into this show in financial services or in the not-for-profit space, what would take this program to an order of magnitude of 10?
So far, we've had the opportunity to work with about 600 graduates. Our research tells us 97% of them keep saving regularly after the program ends. If I were snapping my fingers, I just want everyone with leverage in this space to know that our community will be so much stronger if we have a whole city of savers. If everybody on our block had at least a $500 emergency fund, just think about what might be possible for us as a whole community if those that basic stress about money were alleviated. That's really where we want to go.
A city of savers. Love it. And love that it's time for young people to learn and earn. Carolyn, thank you very, very much.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you, Bruce.
You're welcome. The program is called the Youth Fair Gains Program. You can learn more about it at momentum.org.